Welcome to Module 2 of Foundations of Emotional Resilience. When it comes to having the resilience to cope with unpleasant emotions and being able to respond more positively to challenges, a key factor is your level of awareness and understanding of your needs and your ability to meet those needs. This class is an introduction to helping you understand what your needs are and how they drive your behavior and affect your mental and emotional state. When you're aware of what you need, you can make more mindful choices instead of staying in emotional reactivity. These mindful choices are then better for your physical and mental health and overall well-being. What's more, the ability to pause and listen in to how you're feeling and then give yourself what you really need from a place of understanding and compassion is a major driver of self-esteem. And with your self-esteem intact, you're more resilient in the face of adversity. So what are needs? Needs are innate drivers that determine how you make your decisions in life. If you've ever wondered why you keep repeating the same choices or mistakes, despite knowing logically that you ought to change or try something else, it's because ingrained in your decision-making are the six core needs. Although we are unique in many ways, we share similar unconscious behavioral systems. Personal development expert Tony Robbins discovered over his 40 years of experience in human behavior and psychology that there are six human needs that fundamentally affect the way we make choices. They are certainty, also known as safety, comfort, and security, which is all about needing assurance that you can avoid pain and gain pleasure. Variety, also known as adventure and uncertainty, and this is about the need for change and the unknown. Significance, which is about feeling important, special, or needed. Love and connection, which is about a strong feeling of closeness or union with someone or something. Growth, which is all about expanding our capacity, our capability, or understanding. So essentially, it's about learning and improving. And finally, contribution, which is all about having a sense of service and focus on helping others. This need is all about giving. Your six core needs are not lifestyle choices or conscious preferences. They are unconscious and naturally occurring. When these needs are met, we feel fulfilled, and our behavior and emotional state changes depending on whether we meet these needs or not. If you don't succeed in meeting your needs in a functional, sustainable, and ethical way, it negatively impacts your overall sense of well-being. Research shows that everyone ranks the six core needs differently, and the order in which you unconsciously rank them is why you are the way you are as a person. Now, in this course, we're not going to explore your personal ranking of needs. This in itself would need a whole private one-on-one coaching session, which you're free to book if you wish. There's a link that you can click under this video after you finish watching. Neither do we have the time to explore all six needs in depth. This is why I have other programs like Embodying You and the Body Confidence Academy. But to give you a fast early win, we're going to focus on three of them over the course of Module 2. Certainty, variety, and connection. In this class, I'm going to give you a fast small win. The best way for us to make progress is to take any kind of action. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's action. In fact, imperfect action beats perfect planning any day. Progress only requires movement, not perfection. So today I'm going to help you set up for that first imperfect step to get you moving. Take a look at the Emotions Inventory PDF provided in this module. You'll see that it comes in two distinct parts. Emotions you experience when your needs are being met, and emotions you experience when your needs are not being met. Neither list is better or worse than the other. If you attended one of my free workshops, we would have explored the truth that there's no such thing as good or bad emotions. And in fact, you would have learnt this in the introductory classes provided in this program. All of these emotions are valid and appropriate. And to have resilience for withstanding challenging and difficult times, we need to accept and feel all emotions without judgment. So looking at this emotions inventory, you'll see that your feelings are communicating something really important to you. They are a signal of how fulfilled you truly are. And emotions move you to take certain actions. Emotions are energy in motion, after all. So for example, if you're feeling lonely or isolated, you may not be meeting your need for connection. Those feelings of loneliness and isolation are driving you to take action towards getting the connection you need. So rather than reacting to the loneliness in your default way, which could be hiding and isolating yourself even further, or perhaps seeking solace in food or video games, you now have the awareness that what you really need is love and connection. This could be as simple as a hug, or picking up the phone to talk to a friend, or even connecting with yourself by taking some time out to enjoy an activity that brings you joy. You'll learn much more about this in the final class of this module. An important caveat here, escapism and distraction are the opposites of connection. Anything you do to escape or numb your feelings is not going to meet your needs. And even though you may feel a temporary relief, in the long run, you're going to feel more of the same unpleasant feelings and not be able to elevate your emotional state to the side of the emotions you feel when your needs are being met. So a great benchmark to know whether the activity you're doing to connect with yourself is helping you meet your need for connection in a healthy way is to gauge whether your feelings shift to this other list. Joy, peace, relaxation, calm, excitement, etc. And how long are you able to stay over on that side? I'll give you a couple more examples. If you're feeling sadness, grief, or loss, you could be needing a mix of certainty and connection, perhaps comfort and reassurance, or simply to be heard and listened to while you share what you feel sad about. Ever heard the old adage, a problem shared is a problem halved? I believe this applies to our feelings too, and that when we talk about sadness and grief, we effectively offload and halve the intensity of that feeling so that it doesn't consume or weigh us down so much. And if you'd like to learn more about this, be sure to check out the class on dealing with sadness. If you're feeling bored, restless, or even apathetic, you could be needing variety and adventure. So rather than getting that quick hit of adventure from a short-lived sugar rush, you can choose to engage in a healthier means of adventure. And this doesn't have to be grandiose. You can meet your need for variety and adventure simply by changing your physical environment. Move your desk to a different room if you're working from home. Do the walk that you normally do in the opposite direction, or treat yourself to a new and unusual flavor of herbal tea. Add some different herbs and spices to your food. Cook a new recipe. The options are endless. So here's your quick win for today's class. You'll need to either print off or write up on a board somewhere the 6 core needs. They need to be visible because they will act as a reminder to engage in the following process I'm about to walk you through. When you're feeling an intense emotion, I want you to follow these 4 steps. Number 1, pause. Name the emotion. You can use the emotions inventory to help you. For example, I'm feeling anxious and uneasy. Number 2, then ask yourself the question, so what do I really need right now? Look at your list of 6 core needs and identify which one you feel you're missing at the moment. So if I'm feeling anxious and uneasy, I might look at the needs and realize I need some certainty, some security. And say this out loud to yourself, which is step number 3. I need some more certainty right now. Or I need some more stability and security right now. And step number 4, finally, is to ask yourself the question, okay, so what is one small and easy thing I can do right now to have more, and insert the need there. This last part of the process is something we go into much greater depth in the Embodying You program in terms of how to do it. But for today, the simple process of you interrupting your usual pattern, your usual default reaction to the emotions, is enough to start having a more compassionate discussion with yourself. It's that all-important first step to meeting your needs, knowing that you have needs and that they deserve to be met. This is where emotional resilience begins, in this awareness. You are worthy of your needs being met. So don't worry about that last part. If you feel yourself going into confusion or overwhelm, or you don't know how or what is the right way, you can simply stick with the first three steps. And reach out to me if you'd like more guidance personally to go deeper with this. Remember, you can also post your questions and share your progress and experiences in our private online community, the Inner Circle. Or if you need that extra bit of support from me, you're welcome to send me a private message. By becoming consciously aware of what it is you really need in a given moment and knowing how you can give that to yourself in a healthy, loving way, you can experience more quality time with your loved ones, increased mental focus, and a clearer, cleaner headspace, more time and energy to engage in meaningful activities, and feelings of satisfaction, calm, and joy. See you in the next class, and take care.